And now, the Sinformers.
All right, so welcome everybody to the Sinformers podcast. We can begin. Let it begin.
That's right.
Let it begin.
A lot has happened over the past couple weeks. Some things we said we wouldn't talk about, but we're probably going to. Some things that we're going to talk about on the fly, and some things that we're just going to hope you enjoy, including our usual end of the world news.
That's right.
That as well.
That's right. So welcome. Let's dive right in. So what have you been up to, Victor? Let's get to
that.
What
have I been up to?
Yes.
I have been up to something I never thought I'd be into. I've been actually watching soccer, this damn World Cup. That's the big thing.
It's sweeping the nation. Wouldn't they say that the last U.S. soccer game was the ratings were higher than the last football playoffs?
Really?
Yeah. 18 million people watched U.S.
that
versus
has got to be pissing off so
Portugal.
Much of Europe right now. That America has finally latched on to soccer.
We've come together.
And the fact that, as of right now, as of this recording, America's not doing too badly either right now.
No, I mean, we lost to Germany.
They lost today to Germany. However, with the way the standings are, they still advance.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a chance they could still move forward with all this. And I think it's got to really piss off half the world that the U.S. is getting in on this. A friend of mine made a comment before, and I think it's great that if, for whatever reason, the United States happens to win this, then the sport should be forced to be called soccer for the next 4 years and not be football. Because, you know, it's America. It's soccer to us. But, like, today I went...
Soccer to us.
I went to a bar in Philly and to watch the game. And it's just... I felt like I was probably somewhere in Europe. It's soccer hooligans everywhere. Because everyone has their scarves and their bandanas and face paint, chanting all these chants I've never heard at any sporting event. And it's just insane the amount of fan base this is getting, and I'm really getting into it also. Like, and it's, I think it's more of a, this is right where I was going with it, I think it's more of a America feeling than a pro soccer feeling.
It's patriotism at its finest.
It really is. It's nationalism. It's patriotism. And after the World Cup's over, no one's going to give a shit about soccer for another
when the U.S. gets eliminated, no one's going to
give a shit. No, there's so many people that are going to follow their their heritage, go Italy, go Germany, whatever. But once America's out, we're not going to care about this anymore for another 4 years at least. So while it's happening, I think it's great. It's fun to get into. And it's like, it's a really exciting sport. There's no stoppages. There's really barely any penalties. It's just like nonstop action for 90 minutes.
Commercial free.
It is. It's awesome.
We're going 90 minutes commercial free here at the World Cup.
And it's like I'm hearing all these other like random soccer chants, and then of course I feel like they need to try and start a USA chant, which I was told it wasn't a thing, but
it is a thing.
It's a thing.
My man Hacksaw starts one every time he comes out.
You know what? And looking at this at the bar I was at, as well as looking at the footage from the stands, there's so many people in these ridiculous costumes, but a lot of them are all Captain America and all this other stuff. I want to see someone dress as Hacksaw Jim Duggan. If I see a man looking like that, carrying a piece of wood, chanting USA, that's amazing.
You know what's funny is, like, we're planning to have a wrestling Halloween party, you know?
That's right, that's right.
And I always think, like, you know, I would like to be Hacksaw Jim Duggan, but I'm not in shape. But then you look at Hacksaw Jim Duggan and you're like, you know what? I might be in actually better shape than he is.
You could do the Hacksaw Jim Duggan the later years where it's like he was still out of shape, so he wore like the blue exercise pants instead and still came out with like the 2x4 and the haggard face and everything.
Yeah, Hacksaw Jim Duggan in the later years used to wrestle in like a dad's bathing suit. You know, like the short shorts, like the blue with the drawstrings
and everything. Exactly. That was his wrestling attire.
He just like borrowed like someone's friend's dad's bathing suit.
Oh, man, he's a true American icon.
Yeah, he should be at the World Cup.
He should be at the World Cup.
Waving the stars and stripes, hitting people with 2x4s. I mean, hell, you got people biting each other out there.
Exactly.
I mean, what's the difference?
It's getting nuts.
Might as well get the bushwhackers out there to bite people.
And, of course, because it was USA versus Germany today, all I could think about was Beer Fest. I don't know if you've ever you've seen it, of course.
I saw it in the movies, yeah.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. I think that's one of the most underrated comedies out there. And my favorite Broken Lizard movie. Everyone loves Super Troopers, but Beer Fest is my favorite. Which is also ironic since I don't drink. But it's still I just think it's so funny. And this whole time I'm watching a soccer game, all I could think about was Beer Fest. Because that's the type of following.
You and your Smirnoff Ices.
Windebex.
Windebex.
It's so over the top. And that's how the fans are with these games. And that's part of the fun, is just how ridiculous and into it everyone gets. So I'm actually really enjoying watching soccer. At least for the next, week, two, three.
They'll probably be eliminated by the time this gets posted.
Oh, without a doubt. Because America. Because
we're awesome like that. Exactly. We got shit and we got stuff and things to do and shit.
Exactly.
We got time for that.
You should just fucking smile and blow me, because I deserve it.
That's right.
That's what America's saying to all the other European, South American nations out there.
Uh oh.
What's that?
I don't know. We got Skype calling in.
Who is it?
Someone's Skyping in. Who is it?
Hello?
Who is it?
Hello?
We got a transmission from another planet.
Hey now.
Oh man.
Hey now.
Who is that? Who is that? Name yourself. Who is that?
I am, this is Mr. X.
Mr. X, we meet again.
It's Big Boss. Snake.
How you guys doing?
Good. Well, joining us live via Skype, the Skype airwaves, is Brian Brown.
That's right. A favorite of the Sinformers podcast.
The other half of the Double Dragons.
Thank you. I'm the Beardless Dragon.
Yes.
The Beardless Dragon.
The Beardless Dragon with glasses.
That has got to be a code name somewhere.
Beardless Dragon. That sounds like a Metal Gear villain.
It really
actually does.
Yeah.
Solid Snake and Beardless Dragon versus, was it Revolver Ocelot, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
I have no idea who that would be.
It's Metal Gear.
How are you doing, Victor?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. We nice. We had a good weekend. We were missing you. We missed out on Ivy Doom Kitty. And
there's a reason her and I weren't there. So, yeah.
Her husband was there, though.
There's a reason her and I weren't there.
Oh,
all right.
Well.
And I laugh. Oh.
I'm not
sorry I missed. I really wanted to. We're talking about a certain comic convention that came to the area. I really wanted to attend
Super Terrific Fun Time 2014.
Didn't get approved for a press pass, and it's getting just way too expensive and crazy to go to the show. And this was the first time in 7 years I did not go, and I actually didn't really regret it. I mean, I know a lot of people had a great time. A ton of people I know went, especially on Saturday. But I don't know. I just didn't feel like I was missing a lot this year. But I guess that's what you're here to tell us, as far as what I did miss and all the sights and sounds that were this Super Terrific Fun Time Convention 2014.
It's funny because, like John got to walk around a little bit, but I really didn't get to walk around, so I'm, like, the worst person to ask how did the convention go, because all I can really tell you is what happened at my table, and which was spectacular. But, I mean, you know, I don't know how the rest of the con was. Everything was I was basically locked to my table, so in a good way, in a very good way.
I mean, it's terrific, John, right?
I think the traffic was really good at the convention, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, it was crazy.
How
yeah.
were things at your table then? How like day by day? How were
you
things?
You can get better into what Thursday was like, because I actually went to my day job Thursday. I got there. I was set up by like a little bit after 7, and the show was only until 8. So that was my Thursday.
Yeah,
Brian looked like he was already busy by the time I even got there. So,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. Like the last year I had done my first Thursday for Wizard World, and you know, like we had some thing, you know, we sold a couple things and you might do a sketch or two, but this Thursday I was just like super busy. I think it was I have like this signage up, you know, specifying the commissions and stuff like that. So I think that makes a big difference.
That was huge. I think people were just walking by and they're like, "Hey, you want to do this?" And then they just stop by, you know.
Yeah, it was definitely a younger crowd, too, I noticed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, most of the commissions I did was for, like, a family. And it worked out well because, you know, if the little daughter wants a sketch, then the son wants a sketch. So then I was doing, like, these group kind of commissions, which was a lot of fun. The two pieces on, I think it was Sunday, it was two pieces, two different little two brothers wanted to be drawn as the Hulk. And then they went and had it signed by Lou Ferrigno. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I actually saw that you posted those. That did turn out really nice.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks. Yeah, I had a lot of good photos from the convention, including the beautiful face of John and Angela Still. And I thought we looked good at the con. We were two double dragons.
I think so. I think
saw all the pictures of your table, both of you guys working hard, it looked like, and being professionals. And
by the way, I said two double dragons, so that would be
four dragons.
That is, yeah.
Quad dragons.
Yeah, half of two double dragons.
Yeah. We're not here to do math.
We're half dragons.
Right.
Which, one half looks awesome and badass, the other half's just a bunch of, like, organs and bones and gross stuff.
Definitely.
What?
I don't know.
I was thinking of a dark road.
I was thinking of a dragon cut in half walking around.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You've been listening to way too much gore or something, man. I don't know.
I've been, too much gore. That's it. Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
Half a Dragon. It's my favorite song. That and Baby Raper, my two favorite GWAR songs.
Oh, is there really one called Baby? I totally blocked that out.
You never forget that. I couldn't forget a song called Baby Raper. I didn't even listen to it, but I saw it in the
maybe it's metaphor for
the song
something.
Titles.
Oh.
Maybe it's a metaphor for like the government and America and
sure.
And the World
I'm never
Cup.
Listening to
it's
it.
Metaphor. It's a metaphor for the World Cup. We were talking about the World Cup before you came on. Are you watching the World Cup?
I am completely ignorant to the World Cup. So, I mean, I like, who's going to win it? What do you think?
I don't know. Probably someone from Europe.
Yeah.
Is America? America's out of it now?
No, America's still in the game.
All right.
We lost, but we're not out yet.
We lost, but since we had the second best record, we made it to the next round.
So it's based, it's not like a bracket system?
It's a point system.
The first round's point system, second round's knockout, I think.
Yeah.
Right? So now it's like if you lose,
now it's
you
like
go
King
home.
Of the Ring. So. Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Now it's like every other tournament.
But like how far is America into it now?
Well, I think the knockout rounds just are about to start.
16 teams left, right?
Yeah, top 16. So
this is like the playoffs.
We're in the Sweet 16.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Sweet 16 right now. And I think we play, who do we play?
Belgium,
now? I believe. Belgium, which is supposed to be the best team in the whole thing. So.
Oh, wow.
So we're probably going to be out soon. But it was a fun ride.
No, I don't follow football or soccer at all. So is it usually is it common for a certain area to win championships? I know Brazil's won in the past. Is it all random?
Usually I don't really know. I mean, there are favorites.
Spain won the last one, but they got eliminated in the first round. So
I think Italy was another big favorite that they just got eliminated.
They got eliminated too. Yeah.
So it's really it's so up in the air. You can't really predict it.
Especially if you have players that bite each other, like Uruguay did. Did you hear about that?
I can see, like, you know, the camaraderie is so great with football because it's like a whole nation rooting, you know. So I could see, like, when I went to Rome in 2001, and in 2000 they won the World Cup, and you just knew because there was like just stuff everywhere, like all World Cup, like they still hadn't taken it down, and so it was pretty cool seeing like getting an idea of some sort of celebration, you know, group celebration that was that big, you know, that it covered the whole city.
I think if the United States ever did win the World Cup, it would be huge here because, I mean, these games are getting giant ratings. I was telling Victor that the last game got 18 million people watching. So, wow. Like, if they ever made it to the final, I can't even imagine how many people would be watching that. It would be huge.
Wait, the finale?
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, even today, they showed clips from around the world of groups gathering to watch the games. And they showed people in Germany. And it's like, you expected that because it's huge over there. But then they showed video footage of, like, Kansas City, Missouri, which, like, what do they do out there? And it seemed like the entire state was huddled into this giant area to watch this game. Like, it's already building the camaraderie over here.
They're probably just watching, like, Two Girls, One Cup or something.
Oh. Let's go back to Baby Raper.
Yeah. That's what they were watching. So, yeah, Wizard World was great. Brian's banner with the signs of what people could get done was huge, I think. I think that was really clutch.
Very cool.
Especially having the aisle like that, because people just walk by and be like, "Oh, that looks fun. We should do that." And then they look at their kids. Do you want to get that done? And then
every kid says yes.
Kids would just nod,
offer to him.
And then the sister would be like, "Well, if he's getting it done, I'm going to get it done." You know,
it works both ways, yeah. Though. You know, I mean, some kids. I've been at conventions where like I had stickers, and like a kid's walking by, and I'm like, "Hey, do you want some stickers?" He's like, "No." And the dad's like, "Oh, are they free?" And the kid's like, "I still don't want them."
Oh, man. And then you say,
I'm like, I don't think I even said anything. I think I was just like, it was like such a left hook. Like, you know, I was just out. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I remember last year, you guys, it seemed like you didn't do so hot on Saturday. Was there a day that was the best of the best this weekend?
I think Brian had probably the best Saturday ever in the show history.
Yeah, that was my best Saturday ever. I think actually last year I did really well on Saturday too. I think Saturdays are usually the best day, you know, for the convention.
I just know from personal last year when I was walking around, it seemed like there was a really big turnout on Sunday and Friday. And while Saturday was busy, it was a lot more foot traffic than actual stopping.
I talked to a couple other friends of mine in Artist Alley, and like them, for some reason my Saturdays usually aren't as great as Fridays and Sundays. Like, my Saturday morning was really slow. Like, I did one sketch until, like, lunchtime. And then the afternoon, it got really busy. Like, it really picked up in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And my Friday was busy. That was probably my best day was Friday. And Sunday was good, too. Cool. So, I don't know. I don't know what it is about Saturday. And just people just don't come to my side of the table on Saturday. And then I get sad and...
You had a lot of activity. I saw it. I mean, I saw you were doing pretty well. I think Saturdays are funny because, in a way, because certain people are there the whole weekend, and they're like checking out, you know, what is out, but also they're keeping in the back of their head that they're going to come the next day, get stuff, and then make their final purchases and all that. So, you know, there's certain people that go there just for the day, but then there's also people that are there for the weekend. Plus, and usually I'll ask people that just to kind of gauge, you know, like who's doing what.
Plus, at a show like Wizard World with all the celebrities, there's a lot of people just sitting in lines on Saturday, too. You know, you get a lot of that where they're like even you had that where they're like, oh, I have to rush to get this done because I have to go in line or go to this panel or do that. Like, where is a show where, like, South Jersey Geek Fest or RetroCon where they don't really have any other activities going on?
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like that is where, like, I don't know, you get, like, the most people that will come to, at least for me, at my tables, you know, because there's really nothing else going on. And if you're at a show like that where they're... isn't really a lot of other competition, those seem to be like the best bets for me, right? You know,
well, I think also there's a different type of mood at a convention where it's just for comics, where they're doing stuff at Wizard World where you hear like some guy with a lightsaber on a microphone for about 90% of the convention, and like while you're talking to people, you're just hearing like boom, 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 and you don't know what they're saying. It's just poorly microphoned equipment. It's just booming over your conversation. So, I mean, a convention where it's just comics, you know, a lot of times they're not drowning you out with all these announcements and stuff.
And you're just looking up at the sky and saying,
shut up. Shut up. Stop. Move forward.
Nothing. I don't know. I don't know. You're just like, wow, I don't know what it's like to not have annoying music play behind me now. And you know, you can say that at a convention where there's just comics being sold.
Can you hear our buttons? I always forget that, if you can hear our buttons or not.
Oh, no.
Here, let me...
I'm not hearing the buttons.
Really? Oh, man. Yeah. That's a problem.
Okay, because we played a couple while you've been talking, and there's been no reaction from you.
So oh, God. Crickets. There must have been so many crickets chirping.
I'm going to play one, and I want to see if you can hear this.
I'm, like, getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up.
Man, that's weird.
That's unfortunate.
No, I'm not hearing it.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll just put whatever we want over. When
we could play. We could play anything.
Exactly. This is fantastic.
That's great.
I'm assuming you were just playing someone yelling, Gary, over I was saying.
I was playing some Arnold Schwarzenegger clips, that's all.
Oh, wow.
Having sex with a woman coming.
You know what? Hang on. I'm going to try switching mics. Hang on. I'll be right back.
All
right.
Okay.
While he's gone.
I really thought we should play this every time he says Wizard World.
Oh, like just like bleep him out?
Uh-huh. Every time he says the name of the convention, I think that should be the secret word of the day.
What about this one?
Solid!
Nah.
No.
But it sounds like you guys had a good show.
Hey, shit!
Yeah, it was a great show.
Good show.
Die!
That should be a sound clip I should get.
Yes. Yes, it should.
Good show.
So how many of the doctors did you see while you were there?
Oh, my God. You know what was funny about the doctor?
Because I know Matt Smith was there, and what's-her-face, Karen Gillan was there as well.
The doctor, I saw before I even got in the convention, I saw doctors walking around in front of that shitty McDonald's that's right by the convention center. There was doctors with fezes. Doctors, there was doctors with no fezes. There was doctors with scarves. There was doctors with... out a scarf. Doctors with...
those are the only doctors.
Doctors with hair. None of these people had degrees, by the way.
They're as doctorly as Dr. Pepper.
I've never seen a minute of Doctor Who. It's on Netflix. I'm just not interested.
I watched the spinoff, Torchwood. That was okay, but I never finished it.
And you met the guy too, right?
Yeah, I did. Mostly because he was on Arrow, and he's freaking awesome on Arrow. I didn't even care about Torchwood. That was the only reason I watched Torchwood, was because I met him. I'm like, you know what? All these fangirls are talking about this show. I guess I should give it a shot. And it's okay. It's kind of weird.
Mm.
But I don't know if I'm ever going to get into Doctor Who. And there's like so many people I know are watching this and so into it.
Doctor Who's not American.
Well, neither is soccer, but we're doing that too.
It's football.
No, that's
please,
true.
Please, it's football. Please.
You know what? Doctor Who has some really cool monsters in it, I do have to say. I haven't really watched any of it. But there's these creatures. Have you heard about any of the monsters in Doctor Who?
Not particularly.
There's ones called the Creeping Angels, and they're like these demons sort of that that once you see them, they'll freeze in place. But then the second you blink or look away, they can like kill you at the speed of light, basically.
Oh, my God.
Interesting.
So there's all these episodes of like you'll see like a statue of a weeping angel, and then like you'll blink for a second, and then all of a sudden it'll be frozen like 10 feet away from you and like looking like starting like wolf into something. And then like you'll blink again, and then it's like 2 feet from your face, like this like horrible like demon, you know?
Oh, that's crazy.
That's
yeah, just look it up. Just look it up and all you'll right. see.
I'll have to check that out. I was just talking to John while you stepped away. I don't know if you heard us talking about the various different doctors that were seen at the convention. How there seems to be the most popular costume is being a doctor of some kind.
Medical
seems
doctor.
Like most popular I saw was a girl wearing a TARDIS dress.
That was big this year, yeah. A TARDIS dress. Yeah.
That was a good one you came up with.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what we're calling
it. The TARDIS was, yeah, that seems, I've seen that a lot, but I guess it's just bigger and bigger.
Just like the people in the TARDIS sometimes.
Oh, is it because the inside of a TARDIS is supposed to be huge?
I don't know.
Based on the show,
is it?
Tardress does sound enormous just by the name of it.
Tardress.
Tardress is coming.
That sounds like a female that'd be on the Legion.
Sounds like the female equivalent of the Kraken.
Yeah. The Tardress and the Kraken.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, it sounds like the one creature that was in, what was it, the Odyssey, right, that comes out of the water. Tardress.
First we were doing math, and now we're doing, like, mythology.
You were doing math?
Well, you were talking about fractions and half of double dragons and quarters and stuff. Like, no, ain't nobody got time for that. We're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. And
the having sex with a woman and coming.
Exactly. That's, right. That's what we talk about over here. So. Yeah.
I still can't hear the sound.
I still can't hear the sound.
Womp womp.
I guess you'll have to download it and find out.
Oh, no.
What he doesn't know is that we're playing things over everything he says.
What Brian doesn't know is. Whenever he says, what word?
The.
Whenever he says the, what should we play?
Or the.
The or the.
We play.
Oh, I heard something.
Did you? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Quick.
Oh, the game.
Quick,
the game
abort, abort.
Abort mission. I'll play it again. He can't hear it.
No. What else is in the news, John?
He can't hear it. Basically, we're just covering Wizard at this point. So Wizard's over. It was a great weekend.
Right, very cool.
I pretty much made it was probably my best Wizard. Yeah.
Pretty good chance.
That's awesome.
You two are going to be double dragoning it again next year if nothing else gets in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe even get like two. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Two double dragons?
Four dragons?
They had another four dragon.
That's a lot of dragons.
To assemble the dragon balls.
It is. That is.
I need to get a new banner.
Yeah.
I actually, I mean.
With the dragon
I should have. You know what? I should have gotten a banner made of that image. That would have been good.
That image, I mean, I know all you do is add a beard and glasses. But
yeah, I know. It's not my artwork.
If we do it next year, we should totally make that
so
banner.
So perfect.
Like, just tell, you know what? Just tell people that's your artwork, John. Just
sure.
Be like.
Yeah.
And then just like, you know, draw. And like, maybe it's like the power of persuasion. They'll just be like, you know.
Sure
this looks just like
that.
The banner artwork.
It's like catfishing people. Well, it kind of looks like the person, but not really. But yeah, I'm down with coming back
very
next
cool.
year for sure. This was probably my best year. When I had a table by myself, I probably did just about as well as I did when I split a table.
Very
you know,
cool.
So I mean,
and also, you guys had a good placement this year, too.
Yeah, I think it would be even better if we were closer towards the front, maybe.
I think our placement was not optimal.
Yeah.
But I think it worked out.
Okay. We were.
I thought you were like at an end. Somewhere.
Well, we had an aisle, but we were towards the back of our alley. So,
and what do you think about getting the corner table that we did?
Yeah, that was great. You know what was, I liked the most about it was so easy to get in and out and, like, you know.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, I would definitely spring for a corner table again. I feel like...
We had all that extra room gaps. For storage, you know?
So much room for activities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said we do it again, and then we get the corner, and we just get, like, some sort of extension to the table. We just extend it, like, another, like, 8 feet.
Like, we'll get a tray table.
Just screw it. Yeah.
And then we'll get easels all behind us. Just easels full of prints and frames.
Mm-hmm.
A wall of easels.
We'll get a tar dress. We'll hang a tar dress behind us.
Maybe Doom could do wear a tar dress and hang out at your table.
Maybe. With her husband looking sad in the corner. I was talking about that because Victor doesn't know this, but you know Doom Kitty's married?
Yes.
Right? So Doom Kitty's married, and her husband was not there last year. Her husband was there this year, and her husband – I was telling Brian about this, but he's never seen Arrested Development, right? So you know Tobias on Arrested Development, David Cross.
Uh-huh.
I always pictured, like, her husband because I walked by their table in the morning because, you know, when you get there, everybody's still setting up when you first get there. And her husband was spreading out all of her half-naked pictures all over the table. She wasn't even there. And I just pictured it like Tobias crying in the shower, you know, when he gets home. You know, excuse me, I'll be right back.
Your description of it was pretty good, though. You said how he bawled like a sock and like stuff, or he had a washcloth like stuff
in his mouth. So she doesn't hear.
I never thought of that, but damn, that's got to be awkward.
Doesn't have to
like,
be
put out half-naked pictures of your wife. Just for these ridiculous.
And then, like, he sits behind her while this is all going on in front of him. It's like a cuckold porn. If you've never heard of a cuckold porno video, they've talked about it on Stern.
I'm not familiar with it. Please elaborate.
It's a porno where, like, they have a fake couple and someone breaks into their house or something and ties up the dude and makes him watch while the guy does stuff to their wife. So, yeah.
Well, it's not like they're being forced.
No. I think it's – like, people are into that. I don't understand that at all. That's so weird.
Maybe the Mr. Doom Kitty's into it. I don't know.
Maybe.
Stop it!
How great of a name is Mr. Doom Kitty?
Mr. Doom Kitty. He should get a Mr. Doom Kitty costume, and he could have, like, a pillow for his ass and then a pillow in the front. I am Mr. Doom Kitty.
Next year we could do a commission and then give it to her.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like, this is only $30.
Beautiful model picture of her and him crying in the background of it.
That's already on the list. We already have two jam pieces for next year. We have a Gonzo shitcock.
What? Wait, stop.
What?
Rewind.
What you don't listen to Stern, though, so you don't know. There's a guy who calls into Stern, and he uses the name Gonzo shitcock. And whenever he calls in, I die laughing just from the name alone.
Can I tell you what image flashes in my head when I hear that?
Is it Muppet related?
I imagine Gonzo, just his face smiling, but his nose is completely brown. Like that.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, actually, honestly, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Like when the eyes are bugging out, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking
big
the
smile
exact
on his face,
same.
A shit-eating grin almost.
A shit-eating grin.
He probably just did.
Yep.
But what if Mr. Doom Kitty is, like, the opposite of Tobias? You know, what if he is, like, these pictures look pretty good, don't they?
Like, I took them.
You like my wife's boobs? They look great in that, don't they? And starts elbowing the guys and making it even more awkward. Oh, yeah, look at that ass.
Oh. And she, like, smacks him around. She's like, I told you not to talk to them.
Don't talk to them.
Who's getting more pussy? I told you not to talk to them. Legion of Doom Kitty, right? Isn't
Legion
what she
of Doom Kitty? What?
Yeah. Yeah, on Twitter she always calls him. Oh, thanks to my Legion of Doom Kitty. Yeah,
I don't follow her because
we follow each other.
Aww.
Which now what? I want to unfollow her.
Why?
Because the whole husband thing's really weird.
Why is it?
Wow, okay. The husband thing threw you off.
It's just bizarre. I don't know. Like seeing him out there by himself, I just felt bad for the guy. I don't know.
Poor fella.
Like I looked over at him, I was just like, oh man, I'm sorry.
Aww.
I'm sorry, your wife. I took a picture with your wife's ass.
Tookus.
Tookus. Wife's tookus.
Don't be the prude. The tookus.
Yep.
So, yeah. This was supposed to be your year, Brian. You were supposed to be one with the tookus this year.
He was too busy for the tookus.
Oh, you know what? I would have done it. I didn't even think about it, to be honest.
The husband threw us all off.
John, were you dying for that to do the whole photo thing again?
Like leading up to it, I was like, "Oh, I'm going to get him to do this. It's going to be funny." And then I walked by the table and saw the husband, and I said, "No, that's it."
No. What you got to do next year is ask the husband to take the picture.
I'll just ask him not to come.
I would have gone for it. Too late. I would have gone for it. I just, you know what? I didn't think about it.
Next year, picture with husband's ass.
First ass, come get a picture with her. It's like, all right, now you, come here.
Now you, come here. Come here, bend over that table. All right. See that ass.
All of a sudden, you make everything weird for everyone.
How much do you think you would charge?
I don't know. Well, maybe 15.
You'd probably just start crying. Thank you. I've always wanted it.
I've always wanted someone to get a picture with my ass.
You don't know what it's like to always be staring at it from afar and no one caring about your own.
Because she got off. Great ass!
Oh. It's got Booth Babe envy.
Now, does he cosplay also? Or?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of like him as Rocketeer.
Oh, okay.
And stuff, which is an awesome costume.
That is, I mean, that is an awesome costume. I'd love to get that jacket or something.
Ass looks phenomenal.
That's where he puts the helmet.
Could you insert an Al Pacino clip, please?
I did already. You missed it.
We've
I'll play it again
that
for
one
you.
Going.
She got off.
Here it is.
Great ass!
All for you.
Yep. Man, I don't know why you can't hear him. You heard him before.
Sucks.
I heard like a weird little like.
Well, you're probably hearing it like through my headphones almost because I have the mic up and you might be hearing it through coming out of my headphones and maybe you're catching the background of it.
I don't know. That's so weird. I don't get it. What if I turn? No, that probably wouldn't work.
Turn down for what?
Turn
unless I unless I reboot, you know, reboot or reschedule, you know. Close down Skype.
It's no big deal.
You're
not missing anything.
We're not doing anything.
We're
too
just
bad.
Playing Hulk Hogan sound clips and Arnold Schwarzenegger sound clips. And
all right.
The usual.
The same old shit.
The having sex with a woman and coming.
So Wizard World was great. Next month, I will be at Adventureland for the Usos.
That's right. That was just announced. Voorhees Town Center, as we know, Adventureland comic book store. We've been there many a times. Have done many events. And the tag team champs, I believe they are still.
Yeah,
the Uso
right
brothers are from WWE are going to be there doing a signing.
Mm-hmm. So and I'll be there next
should
month.
Should be a pretty organized, easygoing event.
Oh, good. Yeah. Very That's organized.
You okay?
The owner seems. The owner was at the table earlier, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
he came by. He gave me a flyer, and I actually ended up giving it to a family who bought sketches from you and bought wrestling prints from me. So they might actually come to that event too.
Very
so.
Cool.
Awesome.
That was cool.
Also, don't forget, even though you're not going as an artist, next week is Too Many Games.
This weekend.
This weekend. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. This weekend is Too Many Games, which they asked our podcast to be a part of. So
we will be covering
a convention next week that's all about old video games, which I wanted to get into after we wrap this up. I have a topic.
Oh.
Very topical.
Sorry, sir.
Waiting for Gonzo Shitcock to call in.
Oh, is he calling in?
No, I wish. I wish.
Well, that's what he has.
You know what? I guarantee you. I guarantee you. If I sent him a message on Twitter, he would come on the show.
Oh, he totally would.
Yeah. I don't even know what we'd talk about. Just Eric the Midget and Victor would be sitting there like, "What the fuck are you guys
exactly.
talking about?"
I'd really have to catch up. I'm like over a week behind.
Yeah, yeah. I have to catch up too. Especially this week, I heard was fantastic. So I want to hear all that. Mm-hmm. So. That's where I'll be next month. August is the Clash for the Canines.
That's right.
Which is our annual charity event for the West Jersey Volunteers for Animals, which we have received prizes now already.
Nice.
So we have officially the Panera Bread Free Bread for a Year is back again.
That was a big deal last time.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but last year we announced that Panera Bread has provided us with a little card that gives you a free loaf of bread of any kind of bread you want. For a year, for free. You just bring this little card there, and they say, okay, what kind of bread do you want? And they give you a whole loaf of bread, whatever you want, for free.
What is it? Is it once a month, I think?
Once a month. It's like a bread of the month club.
Oh.
For free. I mean, you just donate to our charity, and that gets you in to win that prize.
$5 minimum. That's all you need.
That's all you need. And for every $5, you get another chance to win a prize. So if you missed out on the Panera Bread card last year, it is back this year.
We will have more stuff coming up to tell you guys.
The Philadelphia Flyers have announced that they're going to send us some stuff.
Really?
Autograph stuff, yes.
Very cool.
I was emailing with them a couple weeks ago. So last year they sent us a Kimmo Tiimonen autograph photo, and it came the week after the event. So I have that still.
Okay.
So hopefully they send things timely this year. And I'm still sending out to the usual group of people, AMC movie theaters, some restaurants, you know, local businesses.
Right.
We're going to have another nice mix, as usual. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's going to be everything from gift cards to tickets to, DVDs and maybe some signed memorabilia.
Some comics.
Some signed books.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to run the gamut of everything we pretty much would talk about on the show, which is everything from comics to bread, obviously.
Yep. Video games, of course.
Of course.
That's the name of the game.
It is.
That's the name of the game.
That's the name of the game.
You know what? I could do a. I could throw in a like as a prize, like a dog, like a portrait of someone's dog? Pet for you.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds good. That'd right. be cool. A custom Brian Brown sketch of your animal, your dog, cat, whatever you have.
Right.
That sounds good to me.
Or Gonzo character.
If you don't have a dog or cat, he'll do a nice Gonzo shitcock sketch exactly. for you.
He'll draw a picture
with
of like
Gonzo with a smile and some shit on his nose.
You could draw a picture of something out of like The Thing with, you know, the winner's head on top of a dog or a cat. Just something completely
The Thing.
Ridiculous.
He'll do Blair half melted with like three other heads sticking out with the wolf dog. That's a great movie, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Kurt Russell's the best.
So good. Let's draw Kurt Russell for you. Each one of us, including me, who has no artistic talent, we'll just all draw Kurt Russell.
Alright, so if you don't have a pet, then Brian's going to draw Kurt Russell.
With a dog. Oh, I would happily do that.
Kurt Russell, either Snake Plissken or Big Trouble in Little China only. That's the only Kurt Russell choices you get.
Or the coach for Miracle. Because that's iconic. That's an iconic outfit as well.
We'll either draw a Jack Russell or a Kurt Russell.
For oh!
That's both together.
That's what we'll call it.
Kurt Russell and the Jack Russell.
I'm writing that
double
down.
Russell.
Half a double Russell.
Half a double Russell. Jack half a double Russell. Double.
What if Kurt Russell's dad's name was Jack Russell? How awesome would that be?
That's what the dog's named after. Everyone knows that.
It's the Kurt Russell Terrier.
Oh, the places man. This podcast.
They all have eye patches.
Yeah. They just have that black spot over
there. They also surfboard and play basketball. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. At the same time.
So that's what you have to look forward to in August.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, Jack Russell. And then in September is RetroCon, which is moving to two days.
I can't wait.
That's so I'll be there for that for both days. That's actually my birthday weekend. So I will be at RetroCon for
very
my birthday.
Nice.
My
very
30th
nice.
Birthday. And 30th birthday bash.
Dedication.
The Foo Fighters will be there. It's going to be...
Foo Fighters.
So that'll be cool. And then October, which is just announced that I am coming to, is the South Jersey Geek Fest Fall Edition.
Is really?
Coming in October.
When is that? Do we have a date for that yet?
I do have a date, but it's in my email, and I don't really feel like going there right now.
Okay. Is it a Saturday and Sunday?
South Jersey Geek Fest or RetroCon?
South Jersey Geek Fest.
That's only a Saturday, I think. Yeah, it's still a one-day show. And okay. It's right on the corner from my house, so it's,
you know what, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, you should. It's really good. It's really close to my house, and it's really good turnout last year. Remember how awesome that was?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, Victor stayed like the whole time. It was a great show.
Victor stayed the whole time.
He stayed the whole time. He didn't leave.
I stayed the whole time for almost every show, and actually, I did leave for a brief amount of time.
That's right.
For
you did.
That show.
Oh my God! Can I tell you the food height of wonderfulness at the convention.
Now, I remember last year the whole thing was like the sauce that came with some sort of
sauce
thing. That
the
you
sauce.
Get.
Oh well, that the Thai food. The Thai
yeah,
food
the
is
Thai
spectacular.
Sauce.
That semen sauce that I had to get. I that almost got. Though. I almost got it without it, and I said, "Get it on the side."
And
instead.
You're like, "Oh man, the
oh
sauce!
Oh my god! Oh,
the you need Prima. The sauce.
Prima sum, yeah. Yeah. The Thai food. No, the Thai food at Reading Terminal is so good. But I went to the Dutch Eatery, and oh my god,
the Dutch oven.
They had a scrapple egg and cheese sandwich that was like heaven.
All right, yeah. That's not in Reading Terminal, is it? Or
yeah, it was in Reading Terminal.
Is that the new place in Reading Terminal? It's like the new breakfast place.
I don't know if it's new. I don't think it's new. It's Dutch. Everything Dutch is old, you know.
Yeah, Dutch oven, Dutch rudder. Well, we went to Reading Terminal a couple times for lunch. And Ange and me went, or Ange and I went.
There you go.
Grab and on the way,
every teaching lesson done in this show, man. I'm telling you.
Well, there you go.
Mythology, grammar, math.
So we're on our way out, and we walk past the Amish bakery, and the donuts in the window are like the size of my head, and they look like the best thing in the whole
right.
world. And Ange is like, "I'm gonna get in line because we should get some of these because the place closed at 5, and it was like 3:30, 4 o'clock." So I was like, "Okay, cool." And so. I actually forgot to eat them until like the day after we got them, and they were like the best donuts I've ever had in my entire life.
Even day old, they're still just
day
as
old.
Good.
They almost taste. Oh. They almost tasted better because they were a little greasy, you know. And it seemed like they kind of settled.
Okay.
They had it was like a peanut butter donut that
really?
I got. It was like the best thing I ever had in my entire life. It was like
you gotta let that grease settle.
Yeah, you do. It was like heaven in a donut.
Well, most of them have it anyways.
We got like a plain chocolate, a plain vanilla, you know, like just the vanilla frosted. Peanut butter, Oreo, salted caramel, which was awesome. And I forget. She got the s'more donut, which had the option to fill it with something, and she declined, which is like, what? If you're going to get it, you know, you got to get something in there.
What is a s'more donut exactly?
The one she got basically was lame because
she didn't get
anything inside of it. You know?
She was supposed to get, like, marshmallow inside of it or something?
Yeah, they could inject it with all kinds of stuff. Inject it with silicone, whatever. Whatever you want. They'll fill it up with caulk.
Thai sauce?
Yeah, whatever. Thai sauce. They'll have a Thai sauce donut.
A beef injection?
That's right, a hot beef injection. But, no, so basically what she got was basically a roasted marshmallow on top of a chocolate-covered donut.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
No, she said it was good. So the salted caramel was really good, too.
Very nice. And then this and Brian, you said your scrapple egg and cheese sandwich was amazing as well.
It was my dream come true. It was a pig's nightmare.
And that's something that's like, you know, it's strictly a Philly thing. It's scrapple. You're not going to find that really anywhere else because.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it was just very authentic. It was authentic crap, you know?
Authentic garbage food.
It's got the word crap in the name, so I mean.
Exactly. I know it. Honestly, I never even had scrapple until about a month ago. A coworker overheard me say I never had it and went nuts, basically thinking I was deprived my whole life. Brought it into work and cooked up some scrapple
and force fed it to you like Mueller.
I had it like on a bagel with some cheese on it. Man, it was good. I'm a fan.
I was waiting for you to say you hated it.
I liked it a lot. The same coworker also brought in Spam because I never had that either.
Spam
and fried that up and that was really good too.
Didn't you eat Spam like a couple times at your house now?
I haven't had it since, no.
No? Okay, because I think I remember seeing your status on Facebook saying that you were eating Spam or something. I'm like, what the fuck, are you destitute?
No. It'd be great if Victor was like a closet Spam eater. Like
his closet's just filled with Spam.
Like, just filled.
Instead of hot dogs, right? Isn't that what you have at your house?
I do have hot dogs. I have the hot dog maker that Mr. Rob Cusick allowed me to have at New Year's, which I use at least once a week.
What the hell is a hot dog maker?
Dude, it's so good.
This is ridiculous.
It's made by like Nostalgia Machines or Nostalgia Design. I don't even know the company. But it's like a shaped like a toaster. And the two ends of it are shaped to put two hot dog buns in, one on each end. And then in the middle, there's these slots you can put two hot dogs in. So then you pop it down and it uses heat like a toaster.
That's awesome.
Cook up a hot dog and to toast a bun. And it comes out, it's like, it's delicious.
It's like one of those gadgets that the dad from Gremlins would have come up with.
But it's so much better than, like, boiling. It's not as good as grilling, but it's better than, like, the hot water boiling hot dog. It's really good. I thought it was, like, a joke gift, but I really use it pretty often.
Is it shaped like a hot dog?
No, it's shaped like a toaster.
Like, how great would it be if it looked like a hot dog? But, like, you put the, I don't know.
You put the hot dog inside of the bigger hot dog?
On the other end. Something like that.
Be great.
That's just absurd.
You should make a hot dog shell to put around the outside of it. That'd be great.
That sounds like Kramer's like coffee table book about coffee tables. Like, we're getting way too meta with our hot dog making processes.
It's
here.
Your hot dog making process. I put mine on the grill like a man.
I'm not allowed to have a grill.
That's right.
Unless it's a Foreman.
Yeah, but you don't need that.
Now, John, do you grill?
Yes,
I do. You? What kind of grill do you have?
I just got a new grill. It's a Kenmore. Yeah.
Is it a charcoal or is it?
Oh no, it's a gas grill.
Gas grill.
Yep.
I just got a charcoal grill. I'm trying it out. I'm going to see how it goes this weekend.
I grew up with a charcoal grill at my parents' house for years, and then my parents upgraded, and I never really used their gas grill. But when me and my wife got married, someone got us a gas grill as a wedding present. So that was my first grill, and it was like a Target brand one, which is like a good intro grill, you know. It lasted me 5 years, and I just upgraded to the Kenmore this summer.
Honestly, like my family only did gas grills while I was growing up. I wouldn't have any idea how to even use a charcoal grill.
Really, it's not bad.
It's not good. No, I tried it. I tried it last weekend.
It's a mess.
Oh my god! Well. Yeah. You know what? Actually, the one that I got is like it has like a little nicer couple nice things, but like it catches all the ash and stuff in the bottom compartment, and then you can like just take it out, like that compartment out, and then you can just dump that.
See, I grew up with that like Weber grill, which is basically just like the black ball with the legs. You know, when I was younger, that was the charcoal grill we had.
Right.
It just looked like Sputnik. you know?
I could not get the charcoal to light. Like, I don't have much experience with lighter fluid, so I was very, like, wary. Like, I was putting, like a drop on there, you know,
mm-hmm.
expecting it to, like, explode. So then I get to the point where I'm, like, spraying it on, and it's still not working. And then now I'm spraying, like, half the bottle on it, you know?
Oh,
almost
my
lighting,
God.
Like, my deck on fire.
This is going to be the best food ever.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Don't they make, like, charcoals that light up, like, instantly, though?
They like, do. They do, and I'm an idiot for not getting those.
I forget who makes that. It's the one that comes in, like, the red and black bag.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I'll tell you what. They smell. The charcoal smells so good. I actually, like, got some bags of it, and then I left one bag in the car because it smelled so good. I was like, I want to come back to this car and smell this again.
That's great. Maybe you can get, like, an air freshener for charcoal.
There you go. See, that's what you got to market right there.
Charcoal, that's what I need, yeah. Slowly burning air freshener.
See that? We get, like, the forest fire air freshener.
Just make a candle with, then, like, infused with charcoal bits here and there, and it'll be good to go.
So we got a couple inventions tonight. You better get busy, Vic. Me and Brian are already busy enough. You got stuff to do.
You're the creative ones.
Yeah, you got stuff to do.
I'm the idea guy. You're the ones that are practical. You can actually make stuff.
Hey, you can be practical, too. We can't have all the fun.
Yep. That's why I don't have a table at these things.
But you could have a table with your hot dog maker next year.
This is true.
When you make the outside shell.
Oh, I could. And I could just start selling hot dogs to people
you
next
can
to
make,
a stand.
Here's my idea. You could make a hot dog maker, which is like superhero heads, uh-huh. and you put the hot dog in their mouth. Like you're feeding Captain America the hot dog. And then you like press down on his ears or the wings.
You know there'll be a Robin one.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Oh.
I see what you did there.
Poor Robin.
But the price of convention.
But I guarantee you, someone would. What would happen was you'd start making female ones, and then you'd have lawsuits and all kinds
I was just
of
about
injuries.
To say, you know, it'd be a yeah. Wonder Woman one. Too. Yeah.
Wonder Woman one special.
Some guy starts, you know, mouth banging her, and then lights his dick on fire, and then
I
next
wonder
thing
what happens if I turn it on.
Oh, it's gonna be warm in there. You got a warm mouth.
Oh,
I'm gonna warm up this hot dog here.
Imagining Gonzo sticking his nose in there.
Goddamn Gonzo, get out of here. Stick your chickens.
Gonzo! So, Too Many Games is this weekend. It's a convention all about video games, which I've never been to a convention all about video games. Have you been to one of those?
No, I haven't either. I mean,
I actually have the flyer here, which is really awesome because they designed the flyer so that it looks like Super Mario World, like the map.
Right.
And on like all the different levels, it has like stuff that's going on at the show. So
now, we've been hearing about this for a while, ever since like when we met the Angry Video Game Nerd a couple months back.
And it's just like a RetroCon, where it started off as like a small show that was one day,
right.
And this is the first year where it's expanded into 2 days. So, I mean, I really respect these guys for putting this on.
And just from checking the Facebook, it does have a pretty big following, so I'm curious to see what we're going to get ourselves into with this.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty packed in there. I mean, I'm basically going to shop for The Clash.
Right.
And I'm going to cover, you know, what the show's like and hype it up.
Exactly.
You know, help,
I may
help
try
you
and stop in a couple panels or so just to see what's going on. I could already tell there's a lot of panels focused around cosplaying, so I imagine we're going to see a lot of interesting costumes.
A lot of great asses.
Perhaps.
The game that me and Brian were talking about, Brian and I were talking about.
There it is again.
See that?
Grammar.
At Wizard World was the, I was telling Brian about the sequel to Punch-Out that not a lot of people know about, which is Power Punch 2.
Really? I didn't know about
this. It's Mike Tyson, because Brian has this amazing Punch-Out print, two amazing Punch-Out prints.
Yeah, great work on that.
So Punch-Out always comes up, you know, it's inevitable. Mm-hmm. So I was talking about Power Punch 2, which is ridiculous because there's no Power Punch 1, by the way. It's basically a sequel to Punch-Out, which is made by a totally different company, which didn't get any of the rights to Punch-Out, so they just decided to call it Power Punch 2.
Okay.
Because, you know, parents are like, oh, Punch? Mike Tyson's on the cover? Oh, it's Punch-Out 2! So what the plot is, Power Punch 2, is Mike Tyson gets sent out into outer space to fight aliens from, like, other planets. And it's basically the same camera view as Punch-Out, where, you know, Little Mac, except you're Little Mike Tyson.
Okay.
And you're punching aliens in the face. Huh. So, I always wanted to try this game, so I'm actually going to look for Power Punch 2.
Interesting.
At Too Many Games.
Have you looked it up on eBay? Is it kind of rare?
It's like a $20, $30 game,
okay.
So
I mean, you might be able
if I can get it for
15, yeah.
I'll pull the trigger for 15. It's worth a try.
Interesting. Okay.
It's worth a go
you
on
know,
The Clash.
The premise, I think, is something that sounds like, doesn't it sound like Mike Tyson came up with the idea for the game?
Yes.
Yes. He sent me out into space, and then I beat up some big-ass aliens. But you know, it actually makes more sense in a way too, because Mike Tyson was only like 5'11". So I mean,
yeah,
you know,
that's true. He was a pretty small guy.
It'd be cool if it was like that movie Arena, you know, like where we were talking about Arena, obviously, at the convention, John, but I mean...
As is tradition.
Have you seen Arena, Victor?
I don't think so.
Oh, man, we're having a screening. Screening of Arena.
I can't think of it right now.
I'm going to talk to the guys from South Jersey Geek Fest. We're going to have a screening.
Tell me a little about this movie, because I don't know much about it.
Arena is a fake Christopher Reeve. The guy looks exactly like Christopher Reeve, but he has brown hair.
Okay.
And he goes into an intergalactic fighting circuit. I'm going to see if I can find a trailer.
I'm looking up as we speak.
See if I can find it. Anyway, he goes into an intergalactic fighting arena. Oh, man. I found the trailer.
You did?
Yeah. But you're not going to be able to hear it. But I'm playing it right now.
All right.
On the edge of our galaxy.
What?
Now, just to preface this, this movie used to come on HBO just about every day.
Okay.
Right? I've never even heard of this movie. I'm like, if you had HBO, you've seen this movie and a couple other movies, but this is one that was on all the time.
There is a battleground where alien warriors compete for the ultimate prize.
I am champion!
Will a human do battle in the arena? Now, where is the challenger?
Where humans have lost.
You ever thought about the arena, Steve?
It ain't gonna work. This guy's a human.
What it takes to win.
You're talking about arena fighting. It's not for me.
That's
not Christopher Reeve.
Does he
looks
look
just
like him?
Like him. Why have I never heard of this movie?
I'm posting this on your wall, too, right now, Brian.
Listen to them, Steve. They're calling for you.
You mean by speed?
You could go right to the top. You're going to work for me.
Nobody tells me what to do.
Someone tried to poison you.
Sorry, kid, but I'm afraid your fighting days are over.
He's not going to get away with this. Fight is between me and Rogor.
You're
going to
win this fight.
He won't beat
Horn. Forgot the guy's name Horn. That guy's awesome.
Holy cow.
Now we kill him.
The movie's great.
I've never seen this. I've never heard of it. I'm now making it a mission to find it.
See that? That trailer sold him.
Wow. God, that's bad. It looks so terrible. I need to watch it.
It's one of
those movies... I'm overcome with how awesome it looks.
Yeah.
But, it looks just so...
Look, the music is so good.
The
acting looks so
horrendous. The acting's so bad.
You know what you gotta respect is the creature effects are really
good.
They
do look decent.
It's all practical effects. There's no CGI
good.
In this.
I want to find this movie. I want to see if I can check it out, and I want to see if we can get any of the actors from this movie at Wizard World in the future.
Oh, man.
I would love to meet them now.
We're going to get the guy who played Horn to come to Wizard World.
He'll be seated next to Virgil.
Was that the main bad guy's name?
Yeah, that's like the last guy that he fights. He's like a
You know what? There's a movie poster. There's an awesome movie poster that I saw in a supermarket before I saw the movie Arena.
Arena?
It's so good. Like, Horn, what a dumb name.
Yeah. It's not really, like, inventive. Like, he's got horns.
I know.
We're going to name him Horn.
I'm Eyelash, you know? Like.
My name is Beard.
1989.
Yeah, and the effect...
No, this reminds me of? It reminds me of the Blood Dragon preview, the Blood Dragon trailer. There's a download video game, Far Cry Blood Dragon, and it's meant to be this spoof of movies like this. It's like the distant future of 2005, where it's like android aliens have taken over the Earth. It's up to one man to stop it all from happening, and that's all I'm getting the feel from this trailer. Like, clearly, the guy who made that game... saw this movie and this trailer and thought, that's it. That's what I need to make.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Check Amazon for this real
quick. What, are you going to buy it right now?
I want to see if it's available. Well, I want to see how much it is.
The whole movie's probably on YouTube. Let me see. Yeah, the whole thing's on YouTube.
What?
You can watch the whole movie on YouTube.
I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
I found it.
Oh, my God.
You just got to watch some of the fight scenes, at least. They're so good and bad.
Yeah, because some of the creatures can't even move. So he basically just stands there and punches him blocks. Like, they don't really move. There's no movement, you know?
Right.
I just posted the whole movie on your Facebook page too, Brian.
I can't wait to watch this tomorrow.
Thank you.
Here's the trailer, or here's the whole movie.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Careful, folks. This may be a recommendation for next week's show.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to have a full discussion on Arena.
I think it needs to happen.
The good parts, the bad parts.
We'll get Corey Feldman involved.
We'll get Corey Feldman. We'll send him a message on Twitter, even though he probably has never even seen this fucking movie. Oh, what are your thoughts on Arena?
I was
what?
Like, wait, 1989, man.
Well,
I was
an arena full of tits, and
I was like
there.
Stoned out of my mind back then. I mean, come on, it was the 80s, and I was in Stand By Me. As I imagine he would say.
And
I mean that in complete respect, because I'm a huge fan.
Respect only.
Of course.
That's right.
Peace and love, peace and love.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
I'm warning you with peace and love.
Oh, man. So
you have to do a wizard roll one of these years. It's like, even if you have a crowd of people come by, it's like, no more autographs, please. No more after the 5th of November. It's like,
anything after 4 p.m. will be tossed.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
So I'm looking for that game. I'm looking for a couple other games that I think would be good for the Clash.
Okay.
Had a couple requests.
Are you also thinking about picking up the Retron 5? I know you talked about it before.
I have talked about it, but I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I sent a message to the makers of the Retron to see if they would donate one as a prize.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
So I wanted to see if
even
we
if they donate a Retron 3, that'd be awesome.
Maybe. Brian, if you're not sure what a Retron is a system that plays Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and Genesis games all in the same system.
So this isn't like an emulator.
No, it plays cartridges.
It's a console.
And it has the slots so you actually use the real controllers too.
Oh, wow.
It's available
that's cool.
on ThinkGeek for like, what, $50?
It's only,
like?
Yeah, it's only like $50. I bought one. I got a bunch of gift cards from this website, ThinkGeek, for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought one, and it's really good. Like, the quality's great. Like, it looks like almost HD. And they just put out a new system called the Retron 5, and it plays like Game Boy Advance games and Japanese Nintendo games, and it has a. It's HDMI, I think.
Yeah.
So,
those are the biggest things with it.
Yeah. So
that sounds awesome.
It's really cool. So I'm trying to get one of that the company to actually donate one as a prize for the event. So I'm hoping
we'll see if that happens. Hopefully.
Hoping they'll send one. That would be cool. Because that's what we're going to be doing a lot of our playing on.
Yeah,
right. The Retron.
Focus a lot on classic gaming this year.
The focus is going to be on the old stuff.
Of the favorites, and we going back to Double Dragon. We never did beat that.
No, we never did
that
beat Double
Dragon.
That was
the Scott Pilgrim of last year.
Yeah.
We got to the end. We got to Skullmageddon, the final boss, and
he beat the shit out of us
every
multiple
time
times.
For like an hour.
And
that is like one of the toughest games.
Well, this is the brand new one. The
Double Dragon Neon is the
Neon.
New one, and it's pretty unforgiving.
Although,
is it all like not hack and slash, but what do you call it? What's the equivalent?
It's a
beat 'em up.
3D side scroller type thing. Yeah, it's a beat 'em up game.
It's like an updated version of the original stuff.
Yeah, just gotcha.
And it's very 80s, like
you find tape decks and mixtapes that give you special powers, and you could do like a high five to each other for like bonus points and special moves. It's fun. It's really over the top, but
it's
the final
really
boss
hard.
Just kicks your ass.
The final boss is way overpowered.
That's actually the your Double Dragon image is from the Double Dragon Neon.
Yeah, I remember seeing the name as I was like stealing that image.
Yeah, that's actually like what it looks like. The whole game kind of looks like that art style. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's a good game.
So if you play with both players, do you have an advantage, or do they just like double the
importance
of it?
Still get your ass kicked.
Yeah, I mean, me and Victor still.
We blew through the entire game really fast until the final boss, and he just killed us.
The game itself's really easy, and then you get to the end, and you're like, "Oh my god, you gotta be kidding!"
Yeah. Now, how long? So you were doing it during the Clash of the Canines?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we did that.
So how long do you try to beat the game until going on to another game?
Depends on the game, really. Scott Pilgrim
was retired because we tried so long for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then we finally beat it, and we said, that's it. We're never playing this game again. The game's great, but it's really hard.
Is it all? It's all beat-em-up too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have like a beat-em-up section during the Clash. So like we'll play the original X-Men arcade game, the Simpsons arcade game.
Oh, I think we have to make it a rule that no one has to play as Colossus.
No, that's the best part.
Why can't anyone play as Colossus?
He has... I don't know if you remember the X-Men arcade game.
Oh, I remember. He does the...
Exactly! Yeah. That move that just annihilates half the screen.
My brother always picks Colossus and just keeps hitting the button
Because if you're playing on a console,
and then he dies.
Continues.
He has unlimited lives, so he just dies and then comes right back and just, the whole time.
I know we've talked about this in a previous podcast, but which character do you always play as, John?
I like Cyclops, actually, yeah.
I like Cyclops. What about you, Victor?
I was always a Cyclops fan also. I always did play as Cyclops or Colossus. Those were my two favorite X-Men, actually, growing up.
See, I was all Nightcrawler. I was all Nightcrawler.
I feel like someone has to play as Dazzler.
Yeah, that's always
no one ever plays as Dazzler.
Someone you don't want always gets Dazzler.
She had a really strong, like, mutant unleashing tornado thing. Or no, that was Storm.
Yeah, she had the fireworks.
The hell did Dazzler do?
She had, like, fireworks. And
people
you know
been saying
funny
that for 30 years now.
Dazzler is basically Jubilee.
Yeah.
Like, Jubilee basically took over for Dazzler. Like, they have similar powers, and it's very bizarre. I've been Storm. Storm's pretty good in the game, too, actually. She has that tornado, like you said.
She's got the tornado.
So we have the X-Men arcade, we have the Simpsons arcade, which is another great one.
Yep. Streets of Rage. We always toss that out there.
We should probably do the trilogy one of these years also. Run through all three of them.
Yeah, we could do that. Three's hard as shit, but one and two I could easily run through in like a half hour each, maybe.
Right.
You know? And then we have like a sports section. We have like themed sections. And then the new game that we added last year, which everybody talked about.
This was a good one.
Catherine, which is this game that's out for PS3. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's like an anime Japanese game where you're basically a guy who's torn between two ladies. And it's like you're living your life, and then like you go to the bar and you talk to like you're like engaged to this girl Catherine, but you met another girl named Catherine at a bar, and you're not sure which one you like more. And then you go to bed that night and you have a nightmare, and you have to solve all these like puzzles, and you have nightmares about like
For instance, your fiance will mention about being pregnant, and your character freaks out. And
he goes
like,
to bed.
Oh, well, not really, but you know, I was thinking something to think about, and now that I know your reaction, I know how things are going to be. And so she walks away hating you, and then that night you go to bed, and this is where the actual gameplay starts. It's like two separate games. During the day, you have the relationship drama where you make choices based on what you think is appropriate.
You can text. You text back and forth with the mistress. You can sext. And then
hell?
Yeah. But at night, when you go to bed, all of a sudden you have these nightmares. We have to climb these puzzle towers, but there's something, always something chasing you.
And
it's something
like
related
giant,
to during the day.
Like giant evil babies?
Yeah, like
giant vaginas with legs?
Yeah, there was a giant zombie baby. One of them was like,
wait,
yeah.
So is it supposed to be like very, is it supposed to be like the sim game, and then as you dream, like it's like your unconscious
it's a
is taking
game,
over?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a puzzle game at night. It's
yes,
really
it
weird.
Is. It's a sim game, dating sim for half the game, and then a puzzle tower game for the other half.
That is
and
really weird.
The tower part is terrifying because it's always like a
something
demon
evil
thing
and disgusting.
Of something you talked about earlier.
It's kind of genius,
like,
though.
You talk about the baby thing, and you have this zombie, like one-eyed baby chasing you up this tower, and then
and it's crying and screaming the whole time.
Oh my god, that noise it made! That screaming noise is terrifying.
And you're just like, oh my god.
And then like another time, you wake up from a one-night stand. You're worried about sleeping with this girl, and then that night you have a dream of it's literally an ass with.
I forgot about
this. Swear to God, it's an asshole with eyes and like sharp teeth, and the legs are using it themselves to climb the tower. The rest of the body isn't there. It's a demon asshole chasing you up this tower.
Is it scary? Like scary music and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But it's not like Resident Evil scary. It's more like shock, like, oh shit, oh shit.
And
oh
you
shit,
have to hurry
shit,
up
scary
and do the puzzle and get to the top while the asshole is trying to eat you.
I swear to God. Like, if you just go on Google Images and look up Catherine. Video game villains, you'll find some of the most horrific Clive Barker type shit.
Catherine with a C or K?
With a C is the name of the game.
Yeah. And we play that after hours. Like,
oh,
it's like our
God
midnight game, and it helps keep us awake. And it's
a couple years ago, we had trouble staying awake overnight. But last year, time flew by with this stupid game. We were really into
it. We called it the Twilight Zone. So we played like, you know, it's like after hours, you know, sexting. It's like a Cinemax movie, you know? It's one of those movies that would be
we
on.
We played that game for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
I think we only got through like three levels, too.
It's really weird. Yeah, like Catherine Baby Monster. That's the asshole with teeth. Yeah, it came right up.
Oh, that first image. We didn't get the. Oh, my God, that fourth one. What the hell is that?
The first image, if you type in Catherine Baby Monster, is a baby with chainsaws for hands.
We didn't get that one. We had the second zombie dead baby.
Yeah.
But the that fourth picture, what the hell is that? We didn't even get there yet.
That's the chainsaw baby again.
Holy shit. And then, the fifth picture is the demon asshole that comes after you.
Is this something the kids play?
No, I hope not.
It's rated M for mature, obviously.
Yeah. It's out for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Oh, my God.
What the hell? Yeah. Oh, wow. Is some of this explicit?
Very. Yes, very, yeah.
I don't know if it actually shows, like, sex or nudity, but a lot of it is implied.
Yeah, and you're in your underwear during these puzzles. And you have horns.
What the hell?
It's a lot of, like, hitting on chicks. And then, like, waking up next to chicks.
I'm sure it really helps your game with chicks.
Hell yeah, definitely. It helps. You know what it does? It helps you never to want to, like, stray.
No, yeah. You're never going to have a one-night stand after playing this game. You're never going to, like, think ill of who you're with. Because this crazy shit will haunt you in your dreams.
Mm-hmm. Do you get to choose, like, what you do in the relationship?
Yeah, you do. Because, like, at one point, the chick that you are hitting on, kind of sleeping with.
And your chick's, like, kind of a bitch.
Will, like, send you a text message. And you can decide when to respond, and then you decide what you want to say back, like, oh, hey, or sorry I missed your call, or you can start flirting back. Mm-hmm. And there's a little meter that determines, like, who you're leaning more towards, and that is, whichever way you turn, it's kind of, the other characters will completely work with. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of non-playable characters that are all around this game that start reacting to the decisions you make. And we didn't beat it yet. The goal is to try and beat it this year, but storyline-wise, I'm sure there's probably several endings, and it seems like it follows with whatever choices you make.
Mm-hmm.
It's something else. I've never seen a game like this.
I bought it specifically just to play After Hours during the Clash, and it didn't disappoint. It's fantastic.
It sounds interesting. It sounds real interesting.
It's different, man. It's very Japanese. For lack of any other term.
I highly recommend that you guys play that arena movie. And even if you're not just watching the whole thing, just skip ahead to, like, the 37-minute point. And you'll see the guy, the main character, Steve, the main character.
Right.
Yeah. He's literally wearing, like, a boxing slash, it's like a push-up bra he's wearing. It's really something to behold.
Is this Steve versus Horn?
It's not Steve versus Horn. It's the first opponent. It's the giant, like...
What is he wearing? He's got shoulder pads. He looks like he's got shoulder pads and, like, a chest thing that goes across and down. It looks like an outfit that a WWE diva would wear.
Yeah, like, this is meant for some ridiculous
dominatrix. That's a lady's outfit.
Yeah, this is, like, a lady's porno outfit. They clearly got this off the back lot of some old Ron Jeremy.
It's like, what's it, Barbarella, right?
Yes, it is very Barbarella.
It is. Surprised it wasn't crotchless.
That comes later. That's for the fight against Horn.
And actually, if you continue on to, like, to the minute 38 point, the bad guy looks just like a Malfoy, like from Harry Potter. It's really odd. Yeah. I know no one else is going to get this, but really, everyone out there that's listening to this should go watch the movie Arena.
Treat yourself.
You know I am tomorrow.
Because right now we're just tickling your ass with a feather, but I mean you can
treat yourself. Abuse yourself. Watch Arena. Yeah.
Don't make us keep tickling your ass with a feather.
Oh, man. We're chasing after you with ass-face monsters.
That's right. So do you want to hear some End of the World news speaking of ass-face monsters?
Oh, yeah, since you're here.
Oh, please.
All right, let me get this.
We have to play the button. Even I know, you can't hear it.
You have to play the button that Brian can't hear.
What the hell?
This is End of the World news.
Not the beast! All right.
So
I played the button.
Florida news,
of course.
We got a couple Florida stories today.
Always,
because there's always great news going on in Florida. Sounds like a great place to live.
I will never live in Florida.
So
like, I already have family talking about wanting to retire in Florida, and like, oh yeah, you can come move in down with us. And like, no,
I'm retiring in Canada.
I am never going to Florida. I'm going as far away from Florida as possible. I will go to Canada with you.
That's right.
No.
So there's a teenager who killed his grandmom at a nudist colony.
Okay, that's where we got to stop first, because A, what was she doing at the nudist colony? What is he doing at the nudist colony? Did the murder occur at the nudist colony? Why is this happening in just the title of the article?
Because it's Florida.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that all you need to know? So he'd been living with his grandmother, Brandon Machetto, 18 years old, was living with his grandmother, 74-year-old Sylvia Schmidt.
In her home in a nudist colony.
Yeah, for several weeks at the Paradise Lakes Nudist Community, which sounds like a great place. Lakes? Come on. Sounds great. They apparently fought all the time, said the Pasco County Sheriff's spokeswoman. A neighbor called 911 after seeing Machetto drag a wrapped bag with feet dangling out into the grandmother's minivan early Monday. Yeah, I'd probably call the police, too, if I saw that. He allegedly drove around with his grandmother's body in the back seat, and when deputies tried to pull him over, he refused to stop. He eventually drove back to the Paradise Lakes community, where he was then arrested. He was charged with first-degree murder and being held in jail without bond. Ronnie Hall, Machete's martial arts instructor for 7 years, said Machete nearly died a few years ago when he was attacked by a group of teens who hit him in the back of the head with a rock. He had been suffering from a brain injury but wasn't aggressive. That's crazy shit.
I'm more concerned with the fact that he's living with his 74-year-old grandmother in a nudist colony.
That's pretty much the most weirdest part of the whole thing, right?
The fact that he killed her, like, all right, I hear about that in the news all the time, but I...
You know, I wonder if there was a concussion involved.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just because, like, sometimes you can get, like, concussions and you can act really, really weird from a concussion, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's people that, you know... Wow, there's nothing funny about this whatsoever. But yeah, there's totally people that have like committed suicide and stuff like that after getting concussions.
Yeah.
So
yeah. on with the funny. So
yeah.
EPA employees have been asked to stop pooping in the hallway.
Oh man.
Yeah, federal employees at the EPA have been instructed to stop taking shits in the hallway of a regional office in Denver, Colorado, according to an email obtained by a government executive. In a staff email earlier this year, Deputy Regional Administrator Howard Cantor warned of several inappropriate bathroom incidents in the building, including paper towel clogged toilets and an individual placing feces in the hallway outside the restroom. Placing feces in the hallway. I'll just push
it. Well, the toilet was backed up, so they had to put it somewhere.
Tucked it in nicely, put it down. Management is taking this situation very seriously and will take whatever actions are necessary to identify and prosecute these individuals. It's like Tim Sabian. Cantor wrote in his email asking any employee with knowledge of the individual's identity to notify management. EPA management consulted with workplace violence specialists who called the behavior very dangerous and warned that the perpetrators would probably escalate their behavior.
Oh no.
Diarrhea is on the list.
I was about to say, how do you escalate that?
There's shit everywhere.
Oh,
you just start painting the walls with it.
Gonzo face.
Gonzo face. The EPA cannot comment on ongoing personnel matters. EPA's actions in response to recent workplace issues have been deliberate and have focused on ensuring a safe work environment for our employees. So no more shitting in the hallways. In May, though, another EPA employee was investigated for downloading 7,000 porn files on his work computer and viewing them 2 to 6 hours a day.
That's what he got paid
for.
It's
a full work day of just watching 7,000 porn videos.
That's where he got the idea of shitting in the hallway.
It's probably the same guy.
He'd be my first suspect right there.
Yeah. He's probably like, you know, jerking off. And
I watched the training video online. Sir, that's not the training video. But are you sure? But what am I supposed to do with this giant rubber fist? Sir?
Oh, my God. You're disgusting. So no more shitting in the hallways at the EPA.
No more Florida stories either?
Actually, I do have one more Florida story.
God damn it.
I don't know if you're ready about this. A guy tried to have sex with an ATM.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to have sex with an ATM?
I did not.
I heard the ATM was asking for it.
Yeah.
I thought the ATMs usually put out.
Well, I see what you did.
They put out cash, yeah, too.
They're a bunch of whores. So police on Friday arrested a Murfreesboro, Tennessee man. So it's not Florida, it's Tennessee. Sorry, it's close enough.
Right.
Same thing.
Yeah. Who allegedly was trying to have intercourse with a bar's ATM around 9:30 p.m. The Daily News Journal reports... 49-year-old Lonnie Jackson Hutton pulled down his pants and underwear, exposing his genitals, and then attempted to have his way with the Borough Bar and Grill's cash machine.
You got a pretty mouth.
He then began...
What's my pin again?
He then began to walk around nude in the bar, thrusting his hips in the air.
Just maybe, like, there was a good song on.
Maybe, yeah. It was probably turned down for what?
I'm sure it was.
It had to be turned down for what? Turned down for what? Police were called, and Hutton was told to wait on an outdoor picnic table until the authorities showed up. Do you think he just waited there?
Give him the
just...
table with the hole in it.
Yeah. Then things got weirder. Per the police report, Hutton then again exposed himself and engaged in sexual intercourse with the wooden picnic table.
Oh!
See? It was the one with the hole in it.
Oh, that's got to be.
He was only charged, however, with public intoxication.
Really?
Yeah.
After all that, it's just drunk in public.
That's it. Yep.
Oh, my God.
The table got arrested.
Yeah, really.
Such a seductress.
Oh, my God. Well, it's because it's Florida, and they don't think anything less of it. Like, all right,
well it had that big hole sticking out. Oh, this is my other Florida story.
Oh, there's another one.
Yes. There's a real-life Goldilocks. Did
okay.
you know that?
No.
So this chick, Chancey Layton,
Chancy.
She's got blonde hair, looks kind of Goldilocks-ish if she was, you know, high on crack. Is facing charges of burglary, criminal mischief, and petty theft after police say the 19-year-old woman entered the home of a couple in St. Augustine Beach, Florida, where she then took a shower, ate some food, and then slept on their couch.
Aw.
See, it's just like Goldilocks.
Yeah.
This is just right.
Is she a fairy tale mommy?
She then told police that a friend informed her that the balcony door to the home would be unlocked. She entered around 9:30 p.m. Friday while the couple was out. The friend, who she knew only as Jeremy, knew the balcony would be open because before she arrived, he broke in through the back door and stole a bunch of stuff and left the door unlocked.
You never go through the back door.
So he set her up. The residents found her sleeping on their couch around 2:30 a.m. Not what I expected to see when I walked into the house, said the homeowner. There was lots of bottles of wine that she drank. She was not in a clear state. I told her I was calling the police. As soon as I said that, she grabbed a few things and ran out the house. So do you think maybe she like grabbed more of their stuff and then ran?
Probably.
However, she left her passport behind. Why'd she have her passport with her? Anyway, she left her passport behind when she was arrested. Cops say she was wearing the clothes of one of the home's residents. Oh, she was even wearing their clothes. It's just like Goldilocks.
Exactly. This is the original fairy tale, not the Disney version. You
know. She told the officers she went into the home so she could escape and be alone without having to sleep outside.
Even though she called someone else to come.
She was apologetic and wanted to return the homeowner's clothes.
Aww. That's nice.
You can keep those. I don't think I would want those back. And finally, there was a burglar. You've probably heard about this. This actually was all over the local news as well because it was so dumb. So we'll get into this. Burglar broke into a house. Okay. He failed to log out of his Facebook page after he broke into their house.
Are you kidding me?
No. So, burglar breaks into your house, goes on your computer, logs into Facebook, and leaves his Facebook page up. He then agreed to meet up with the homeowner on Facebook in an effort to get back wet clothes that he had left behind.
Are you...
He was one of the wet bandits.
They say the burglar took credit cards, cash, and a watch. Wood posted his phone number on the burglar's Facebook page, hoping someone would call. The burglar himself texted him and agreed to meet with the homeowner, thinking he could negotiate for his clothes. When he spotted the burglar, he recognized him from Facebook and then called the police. So he got arrested.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
Gotta love that, right?
Oh, man.
So, recommendations. What recommendations do you have for us this week, Vic?
Want me to start it up?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought about this, and I'm actually going to do a recommendation that I think you personally, I think I have to try and win you over with, that you're not a big fan of.
You have to win me over?
Yes, because it's something I know you're against. Woman
coming.
Oh, I'm not against that.
Having sex with a woman and coming.
No.
I'm coming day and night.
I'm talking about the Jump Street movies.
Oh, like 21 and...
Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum's Jump Street. Yes, 21 Jump Street and most recently 22 Jump Street. I just saw 22 Jump Street in the theater last week. That's why it's fresh in my mind. But 21 Jump Street was the movie that made me not hate Channing Tatum as much anymore. And not hate Jonah Hill as much anymore.
Wow.
Because I did not want to see that movie. I thought they both annoyed me. It looked stupid. I went to go see it and... I couldn't stop laughing. It was one of the funniest movies I had seen in theaters in recent years. I love that movie.
Huh.
And it's one of the few that holds up. Like, I could still watch it, and I still laugh at some of the jokes. So I thought it was really good for what it was. It was a great standalone comedy. Had some really great bits in it. And I was like, all right, well, it's good. And then I heard about 22 Jump Street, which I thought was a terrible idea. It's just ridiculous. How are they going to redo this again? Mm-hmm. It turns out, that is most of the joke of the movie, is that they're kind of poking fun of themselves for thinking, this is a terrible idea, why would we do this again? And that starts as an early running joke. And it picks up, right? It makes sense where the last story left off. The characters have grown a little, but they're still more of the same. And again, it's still just as funny. There's so many ridiculous moments in this movie, and it's... so over the top, and I don't want to give any of them away because it's just so out there, some of the things they do in this movie, but it makes sense. And it has some surprisingly good action. As I said, it is very funny. And it made me not hate the two leads who originally, like Jonah Hill had his comedy shtick where he just always played the same character. And Channing Tatum was, as you called him, you know, that face that didn't really act at all. He just kind of made that face and everything. And this was one of the few times...
He did just make that face and everything for a while.
This was one of the few... was one of the first times they both kind of went out of their own comfort zones. Jonah Hill doing a little bit more of the action stuff, and Channing Tatum just completely making an ass of himself. And it worked. So I highly recommend 21 Jump Street, and then if you do get the chance, go see 22 Jump Street. Now, if you don't like 21, there is a good chance you will not like 22 Jump Street. It is a lot of the same type of humor. And the guys behind these movies, Phil Lord and Chris Miller, I'm becoming a big fan of. They also were responsible. It's weird looking at their filmography because they also worked together on *Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs*, which surprised me. That was another adaptation that looked stupid that I thought was really good. And more recently, the Lego Movie, which was phenomenal.
Hmm.
Which I guess I could make a separate recommendation. Lego Movie is amazing. And
you did
that's
that,
hilarious.
You already
also
recommended that a couple weeks ago.
I don't remember anymore.
We played Everything is Awesome and Everything.
Because it is. But it's from the same guys that made those. I say check out 21 Jump Street. If you're a fan, you should also like 22 Jump Street. Both great movies, both very funny. Worth checking out.
Sounds good.
Yes.
I will have to check them out.
You probably won't.
I probably won't. But if it's on TV,
but it won't be as funny on TV.
It depends on what else is on TV if I'll check it out.
It won't be funny on TV because it's going to be censored.
Well, no, I have Stars. It's on Stars.
Okay, well, check it out on Stars.
Speaking, I have a TV show to recommend, actually. That's my recommendation this week. I just got done binge watching every episode of Orange is the New Black.
That's my goal for the summer, is to watch that.
That show is fucking great, dude.
Oh, I hear.
It's really good. I really liked every minute of it, actually.
Does it work for a wide audience? Like, it
yes.
seems almost like a girl. I don't want to say girly. It seemed almost like Grey's Anatomy, sort of.
No, it's really good because
it's
like a study on character development.
Mm-hmm.
Because you meet everybody and you see every single character's backstory and you see how they ended up where they ended up. So like.
Interesting.
Like it starts off and it's just like this normal everyday chick, Piper, and she's like this blonde, rich girl who's just engaged. And then you find out like she kind of had like this dark, seedy thing that she did in her past, and it caught up to her, and she's going to jail for it, you know. And you follow her through this journey while she gets into jail, from like her normal day to like going to prison, you know. And who she meets there, you find out like everything about them. And the show could now at this point take Piper out, and it would still be just as good, if not even maybe better.
Wow.
Because every character is really awesome. It's
awesome. So there's really no main character at this point. It's
no.
a lot of just like it's an ensemble.
In fact,
show.
The main character wasn't really much in season two. Like she's in it, but it mostly centers around this core group of girls, you know? And the guards are really awesome too. Like there's like male guards in there. All those characters are really good. And then you get to see, like, you know, how, like, the male guards, how they are in prison. And then you see them outside of prison. Like, there's, like, it's just an expert study on characters. You know, like, every character from different layers. Everyone's got multiple layers. All the acting's spectacular. It's just a really good show. It doesn't really have this overarching plot, you know? It's just basically, like, prison life. Here's a couple episodes. Like, season two, I think, was almost maybe a little better than season one. So,
right.
And it's I think each season's only 13 episodes.
That'll be my watch list after Arena.
Yeah, after Arena, I would recommend you watch Orange is the New Black. It's really good. Definitely. What about you, Brian? What do you got for us this week?
Oh, man, I don't know. Well, I already recommended Arena, obviously, but...
that's a huge one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to recommend... I'm looking on the other recommended videos on YouTube, but I'm going to recommend Little Monsters.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. Okay.
There's one scene in that movie that I will have to skip through and look at, but there's one scene where like a kid gets his head ripped off.
Yeah.
And it's like particularly scary, but I'm curious to see like how lame it is now, you know?
Now, yeah. Little Monsters, that's the Howie Mandel movie.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
With Fred Savage.
Now, I remember
makes kids drink piss and
yep. Eat cat food.
One of your Halloween parties, John, I think this is about 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was on, and we were just kind of like barely paying attention to it. But there's so many bad lines in that movie that can be taken in such adult ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one I distinctly remember was where it's like all of a sudden hand turns into a dog or something like that.
That's right.
It's like,
yeah.
You know, man's best friend, his right hand, or something like that. Like, just so many.
Everything, yeah, everything Howie Mandel says in that movie is really graphic
and something
adult
sex.
Like he's like when he first meets him. I remember this line distinctly. When he first meets, I think his name was Brian, Fred Savage, uh-huh. And he first comes out from under his bed, you know, because the whole movie's about, it's basically like Monsters, Inc., except instead of closet doors, it's under the bed,
right.
Which is kind of funny if you think about it. So he comes out from under his bed, and he looks at his baseball cards, and he's like, oh, baseball cards! He's like, need them, got them, and like he loses the pile, and then he grabs his balls, and he's like, got them. I was like, Jesus, like, what are you doing?
So to arrest that monster.
Yeah, it's got to calm down.
Although, I can't remember watching the whole movie, though, from beginning to end, and I think I'm going to have to.
Yeah, and at the end, like, the guy who's in charge of all the monsters is, like, a monster who's dressed like a normal humanoid boy thing, and his name is Boy. And at the end, he rips his face off, and it's really, you see his real face, and he's scary as shit, the guy, like, underneath his mask, whatever he's wearing. He's got, like, human makeup on or something. He takes his mask
Is that the
off.
Part you're talking about, Brian, where it's like...
No, there's another bad guy. Or maybe that is him, but it's another guy. He looks like Meatloaf, sort of. He's
big... he's his right-hand man. Yeah.
That's his right-hand man. Yeah. And he, like, will, like, rip off people's faces or something like that.
What? That's some awful shit, yeah.
And that's, like, a little kid, a little monster. But, like, it's, like, a kid, you know, in, like, makeup. Yeah. But he, like, grabs the kid and kills him, basically. And it's just kind of creepy. It was creepy from what I remember, but I'd have to see him now.
I wonder if that full movie's on YouTube.
It is.
Nice. Yeah.
It's right there. So
awesome.
I love YouTube. I'll see if I can find a picture. Oh, there's the boy guy. I want to show you this guy's face. All right, because this is – I'm just going to zoom. Oh, there it is. Look at that face.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, that is horrifying.
Yeah, I clicked right on it.
Jesus Christ.
Man. That's nightmare fuel right there. Look, and that's his right hand man that Brian was talking about. I'm playing him a little clip here. It's like it's a pretty scary movie for kids.
Let's go, Brian.
Let's see if I can show you. Yeah, basically, the monsters like don't like light, so like the kids go in and they attack them with flashlights and all this stuff, and they like melt and like die graphically. Like it's not like.
And then we can all play.
Kiddish.
Seven.
Yeah.
So I have some homework for the.
You got a lot of stuff to watch, and you gotta go make your hot dog maker.
Exactly.
You got stuff
to watch.
But evidently, you don't play.
One thing to note is that little monsters. Are you playing a clip?
Yeah,
we're good.
It's done now.
Little Monsters does end with an awesome Talking Heads song.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Yep. So that's my recommendation.
Very nice.
It's a good one. It's a classic, and it's. I don't know if I would show it to kids nowadays.
I don't know.
But it's definitely one of those Goonies type of kids movies, you know, right. Where it's like adult and kiddie all at once.
Because those were the days where it's like they kind of made movies about how kids really thought and acted and talked like.
Yeah.
You know, you watch Monster Squad, you couldn't be caught dead showing that like in an elementary school to kids, but. You listen to kids in an elementary school, and that's probably how they sound.
Like, you think a fourth grader would like this face?
Oh, my God. Well, that's the thing. Half of them would think, that's the coolest thing ever. Half of them would need therapy.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what? You mentioned Goonies, and I will say one of the best moments of the convention was a guy that was dressed up like Sloth.
Yes.
And we both yelled at each other, hey, you guys.
He gave you a Baby Ruth.
He gave me he went, baby.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. He gave me a Baby Ruth.
Look, there
you got a picture with him online. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Wow. I mean, yeah, Sloth really let himself go, I got to say.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
too many Baby Ruths.
Exactly. What do you expect?
He's hanging out with Chunk too much, I think. You could have made him do a truffle shuffle.
Oh,
man.
So, oh, it's Chunk.
Yeah, probably, it's probably Chunk, yeah.
Oh, he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So I think that's all for this week.
Yeah.
Brian, thanks for joining
us this week.
You can plug your stuff if you'd like. Where can we see Brian more of Brian Brown?
Well, you can see more of my artwork and a lot of pictures from the convention on Facebook right under my name or just go to briangbrown.com. That's, Brian spelled with a Y. Or you can hit me up on Twitter at Brian G. Brown.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. So thank you very much.
Brian, thanks for joining us. It was nice talking to you, as always.
Yeah, talking to you guys, too.
All right.
All right.
Until next time.
until next time, everybody, thanks for stopping by. We should have some more info on the Clash next time. And everything should be good.
As well as more prizes, more info, and we'll have a full coverage of Too Many Games.
Yes.
On our next episode as well. So stay tuned for that.
Indeed. Until next time, everybody.
Take care.